I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The archers are going to be taking to the woods for deer here very soon, and many of them will be carrying crossbows. Crossbows are getting to be very popular, but there are two things that these crossbow users are doing that should not be done. And I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Crossbow hunters are doing a couple things that are going to cost them in the field. The first thing is that they're not practicing enough. They think with these crossbows, all they got to do is aim and pull the trigger and it's going to go exactly where they want it to. But that's not the case. You can't be standing on a level plane and expect that that's where your arrow is going to go when you're up in a tree stand and shooting at different angles. So practice that way. Get up in that stand. Set yourself up with some 3D targets at different angles and figure out where that arrow is going to go. Practice, practice, practice makes a huge difference. Another thing that these crossbow archers are doing that they shouldn't be doing is they're taking marginal shots because they think there's more power to these crossbows than there actually is. You only have a certain distance before that crossbow is going to be a non-lethal piece of equipment. You cannot allow this to happen. You need to know how hard that arrow is going to hit at what distance you are from that animal. So use your rangefinder and know that it's a kill shot. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.